What is here with us this morning? We have ourselves here, thankfully. Think of our joys and our disappointments, our burdens and our sins, and even our inspiration that God is giving as a gift to each other. And I think of God being here, and that is what we want to focus on too. His presence. His presence was here all week while we weren't, but it was also with us. God's goodness is here. His holiness and truth is here, and His provision is here. Some real food. And His compassionate redemption is here. Today is not about us being on display here, looking at each other and saying, oh, he's a great saint. She's wonderful. Because we're all broken. It's about seeing God today and experiencing that redemption and being able to praise Him in a more full way. So I'd like to read Psalm 111 and then offer some things for you to reflect on, and then finish with Psalm 145. And I'm reading from the New American Standard Version. And just notice God's works, the splendid and majestic works of God. How He's gracious and compassionate. How He gives food. And how He faithfully remembers His covenant. His operation in truth and justice and uprightness, and how He makes His power known to us, His people. God has sent redemption to us. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. In the company of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is His work, and His righteousness endures forever. He has made His wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He has given food to those who fear Him. He will remember His covenant forever. He has made known to His people the power of His works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of His hands are truth and justice. All His precepts are sure. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to His people. He has ordained His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever. So I have a few questions here just to help us reflect on these things. And I'll just read a question and give you a little time. And there's about five questions that you can answer to yourselves. What is a majestic or mighty work of God that you can revel in this morning? What is a majestic or mighty work of God that you can revel in this morning? And how has God been gracious and compassionate to you this week? Or what do you especially need that for right now? How has God been gracious and compassionate to you this week? Or what do you especially need that for right now? God is remembering his covenant, and he is ready to lift me back up. Am I willing? God is remembering his covenant and is ready to lift me back up. Am I willing? What food is God giving me right now or wanting to give me that would satisfy my deepest desires? What food is God giving me right now or wanting to that would satisfy my deepest desires? And how can I bring praise to God today and through this week? How can I bring praise to God today and through this week? You can turn to Psalm 145 and some similar threads. God is worthy of praise for his mighty acts, his wonderful works, his abundant goodness. He's gracious, compassionate, not angry, his rich love. He lifts back up. He feeds real food that satisfies. He hears and he saves, he keeps. Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of thy majesty, and on thy wonderful works I will meditate. And men shall speak of the power of thine awesome acts, and I will tell of thy greatness. They shall eagerly utter the memory of thine abundant goodness, and shall shout joyfully of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall give thanks to thee, O Lord, and thy godly ones shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men thy mighty acts, and the glory of the majesty of thy kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord sustains all who fall, and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to thee, and thou dost give them their food in due time. Thou dost open thy hand and dost satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his deeds. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. And he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord keeps all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. Let's kneel for prayer. Father God, we bless you for your presence, for your faithfulness, for your remembering your covenant. We come to you broken and needing you to lift us back up and needing that real food that satisfies like nothing else. We commit this service to you that we could experience and understand better who you are and what you've done and what you want us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.